This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
The last time I did this, I regretted it. But I'm going to fight with Kevin Hagland.
Whoa, what? A battle of the intellectual titans.
Let's talk about it. Here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by DNM Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. It's not necessarily you specifically. I mean, it is you because your name's on the show. And it was your show yesterday, and I texted you guys about it.
You did. Can I ask you guys a logistical question before I get in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
If I missed Crosstalk, but I missed it because I was here doing a show with you guys. Do I still get in trouble with y'all?
No.
Okay.
Not with
two
us.
Segments.
Maybe
I feel
spittle.
Like, feel like G-Bag. Yeah. No, you put in your time.
Absolutely not.
So this is an issue. So there was a list. Bill Barnwell had his list of the best teams of the last quarter century. And I was asking you about it during the break because I heard you guys mention that Sean and RJ took issue with your takes on the list, but
you didn't
get into what the takes were. So I'd ask Sean.
We had just had that.
You didn't have the 07 Patriots as the best team?
No.
Because they lost one game?
Yeah, they lost the game. They didn't win the championship in their own singular year. You're telling me they're the best team of all time and they weren't even the best team in 07? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. The best team of the past 25 years, and they weren't even the best team in 2007.
They were the best.
Were the Giants the best team in 07?
They won.
No,
but they were the best.
They were the best team, Kevin.
Okay, well now you're sounding like Jerry Jones, where it's all just luck and circumstance.
Kevin.
All right,
it is.
So in 2007.
So wait a second. You think every team? I got you now. You're trapped. You're done.
Trapped.
You think every team in any sport that won the title their year was the best actual team of that year?
As much as I hate to say it, because I feel like I've been on the other side of this, you have to give that team that accolade because they won.
Oh, my God.
I've been on the wrong side of this plenty
of times.
So you
think the team that wins the NCAA tournament every year is the best team?
Unfortunately, I think you have to concede that.
No, you don't.
I don't think you think
it.
This is an RJ time. We got him.
If he's just saying this, like, you know, you default to that because as the years go by, you never really remember.
Sure.
Right? Quick question. Who was in the national title game of college basketball this year? You go ahead.
Florida.
Houston.
There you go. But it took you a second. Like, you forget. Sometimes you forget, right? So I get that. But so it's an easy way to. It's an
what is the point of playing the games then if the outcome doesn't matter to you?
For entertainment.
No,
the reason.
No, here's the thing. You are the champion. You get the title. You're the world champ, everything else. Like, there is.
But there's context.
Yeah, but
okay.
I mean, like,
I get you
over
on that.
The course of like 3-4 months.
Okay.
You can't just throw it out because of one day.
I hear you, and I'm not throwing it all the way out because I said they are a great team. But the idea that a team that didn't even win their championship is the best of the past 25 years, I can't abide by that.
Sure.
I can't put them ahead of Seattle.
Okay, that's a fine argument if you're talking about, I think, NBA or Major League Baseball.
When there's a series?
Where you've got a series and it gets fleshed out. Like, as much as I hate to say it, like, I mean, the league stole it, but like Miami beat Dallas in 06 in six games. Like
your
they,
argument
they,
would
they got
say
all
that,
the different
your
options.
Your argument would say that Buster Douglas is a better boxer than Mike Tyson.
Ooh. Well, I'm listening to an interview with Jim Lampley right now, and he said if you go back and you look at Tyson's previous like six fights, he goes, look, obviously it's revisionist. Tyson never should have been 42-1, and Buster was absolutely the wrong person for him to fight. It's kind of crazy how that happened.
All right, so move on to what Bobby.
And I would take issue with that description as well.
Because it's just so individual.
No, because that person gets to continue their career. Like the exact 2007 New England Patriots couldn't continue in 08, 09, but like Buster Douglas could continue his exact career arc, so could Mike Tyson. Like, I hear y'all's arguments, and you're right.
All right, so
it can't be number one.
The KNC masterpiece, we're asking about which Cowboys team is the best one since 2000, and this is based on the Barnwell list, but so specifically just narrowed down to the Cowboys, which right off the top, best Cowboys team of the last 25 years, or since you've been here.
I want y'all's answer.
14
I know
or 16
answer.
Who was a better team,
14 or 16?
The DeMarco year or Dax rookie year with Zeke?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
DeMarco.
Chop.
I mean, 07 is the best team in my since I've moved here in 98. 07 is by far the best team. Then 14.
And you said?
I said I thought it was 14.
I thought you picked 16. Alec picked 16.
Yeah, I said 14.
They picked 14. They were not even talking about 07. Here's the thing. The 07 team, which Choppy was here working it, you were out there, I assume, at Valley Ranch every day around that time. That team, compared to every other team the Cowboys have rolled out there over the last 25 years, is so disgustingly better than any team that they have had. It's ridiculous.
Can I take issue with the way you have framed that we didn't even consider them? I said I think the most viable options are 14, 7, and 16. Those were my top three Cowboys teams of the past 25 years. Now, I know you have another one to throw in there, but I'm just saying me personally, I don't like the idea that I didn't consider them because they were one of the top three.
Sure. But like, it's so easy.
Okay, tell me more about that.
That it's them. Because the two teams we're talking about, 14 and 16, that you're lumping them in with, those were bad defenses. In 16, they had a three-game stretch. I'm trying to remember when it was. They had a three-game stretch in 16 that was the most passing yards allowed by an NFL team over a three-week period in the like post-AFL league.
Yeah.
They were awful defensively. And to your point, they didn't even win a playoff game, so they couldn't qualify.
Right.
Because by that standard that we had for the Patriots, like that team would be eliminated, right? All of them who didn't win a playoff game.
That team won two playoff games.
That team won one, the 14 team.
No, I'm saying the Patriots.
But the 14 team, again, the same sort of thing. That defense was bad. They were 15th in points allowed. They were 19th in yards allowed. I know I heard Corey yesterday saying, well, like, and if they would have gotten that ruling, if Dez catches it, they win that game, and they're probably going to the Super Bowl. And it's like, they still would have had to have stopped Aaron Rodgers, which they didn't do immediately after Dez caught it.
Yeah, and so I understand that logic. I was just going to say, RJ, and I think you'll probably agree with me on this. I think I have learned And no, because we disagree. I think you'll agree because we disagree. One of the things that I've really learned going over this in the past three days, I think we just have like differences of like how close you really were or what makes you great or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I will admit, I think we differ on that. And that's why I can't put Patriots number one because they didn't win the Super Bowl. But for this example, like, I think about that 14 team playing a better Green Bay team. And if they would have made that catch, you're right. They still would have had to stop it defensively. But then I think about that 07 team that had already trounced the Giants twice, but then when the game was on the line.
Right. That's the bad take alarm that just went off for Kevin.
Yeah. I'll say this.
They couldn't handle it.
One of the number one reasons why I think 07, first of all, they still had so much remnants of – they had all the good from Bill still left in
them. It was the perfect mix.
And then they had the good from Wade where it was like, we could relax. But also, the 2014 offensive line was like talent skill-wise better. There was a nastiness to that 07-0 line. I guarantee you, if you were to ask a defensive lineman, who would you rather go against?
They would say
we would much rather go against 2014. You could probably walk the next day against the 2014 line. You play that 2007 line, you probably have a snapped finger. Colombo just would just gouge you in the eye. Leonard Davis, I mean, he would probably bite you. They were so nasty. That was probably the meanest collection of five people I've ever seen.
And they're
good guys. They're just mean on the field.
Would you agree that 2014, though, was a better version, a more realized version of Tony Romo?
Yes. If you're just telling me this is the offense, I'm taking 2014's offense maybe above any of the other teams.
I loved Tony Romo's mastery of finally understanding how he wins and wins and wins and wins with that team by not doing too much and letting DeMarco Murray do a lot. But I get you. It is both sides of the ball. I don't think your argument is crazy. I said 14.
Here's the thing. 07, they had 14 Pro Bowlers.
What's crazier, him not crowning the 07 team or Pat's 07 not number one last 25 years?
I mean, it's probably, like, to me, New England was so far above every other team I've seen in 25 years. I hate, as much as people hated that team and everything else that they stood for, I hate that they weren't able to cap off what should have been the greatest season we had ever seen.
The real joke in all this, by the way, is that there was no Cowboy team on the actual
And that's actually why we started to do that, because I was kind of sad.
Do you think one of those should have been on there?
Well, no. Now I need to say 07, obviously. I don't know.
Is there an instant team that jumps out, Choppy, that any of these Cowboy teams was better than?
The
07 was really good, but, I mean, we're talking about the best 25 teams. I mean, the amount of times, I mean, like, there's Patriot teams that weren't on here that should be on here. There's
a lot of Patriot teams
some of those Ben Steeler teams weren't even on here. Like, that needed to be on there.
That 07 Cowboys team was better than probably half the teams that have won the Super Bowl in the last 25 years.
Woo!
They were great.
Good.
And the one really that we don't have time to get into all of it, the one you neglected that I can't believe didn't even get mentioned, the 22 Cowboys were great. But, like, in terms of it, like, to me, they're not great, but, like, in terms of relative to what they're, the 22 Cowboys to me are better than 14 and 16.
Was that the middle 12-5 season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the year where they beat Tampa Bay.
Below
500 Tampa Bay? Gotcha.
With Kevin Hagelin. Give it up for Hagee showing up and giving us two golden segments that justifies him missing or being late to cross.
I think I can make it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, guys.
Kevin Hagelin in Richardson, 300 North Greenville Firehouse number one, brought to you by Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. 1 hour left. The Texas Rangers have made a move. We'll have it to kick off the final hour of the program. Get on out here and say what's up. Sean and RJ from Richardson continues on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.